Governor Gavin Newsom gave his last State of the State speech Thursday in his last year in office. Much of the speech was, as is traditional, praise of the state, its grit and ingenuity, California's spirit. But he quickly turned to the national political context.
But today, that spirit is being tested. We face an assault on our values unlike anything I've seen in my lifetime. The federal government, respectfully, it's unrecognizable, protecting the powerful at the expense of the vulnerable.
Newsom decried crony capitalism, the rollback of rights, attacks on marginalized communities, the rewriting of history, calling it all a politics of twisted nostalgia and not normal.
In Washington, the president believes that might makes right, that the courts are simply speed bumps, not stop signs, that democracy is a nuisance to be circumvented, secret police, businesses being raided, windows smashed, citizens detained, citizens shot, masked men snatching people in broad daylight, people disappearing, using American cities as training grounds for the United States military, purposeful chaos emanating from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
He boasted of California's 52 lawsuits against executive overreach. He says that led to California keeping $168 billion in illegally frozen federal resources for schools, hospitals, and elders. And he says it reaffirmed that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
But Mr. President, you can't cut off critical food assistance for millions of people. You can't send the military into American cities without justification. And you cannot cruelly and illegally cut off funding for medical research, homeland security, or disaster response. That is wrong.
Newsom says if we're going to keep faith with the California spirit, we must do more than resist what is wrong. We must keep building what is right. That's a point a number of Democrats at the national level have said. And many people think Governor Newsom, termed out of the governor's office, is turning to presidential politics. Be that as it may, Newsom borrowed a line from Martin Luther King Jr. about the greatest tragedy being not the strident clamor of bad people, but the appalling silence of good people.
But in California, we're not silent. You're not silent. You're not hunkering down. We're not retreating. We're a beacon. The state is providing a different narrative, an operational model, a policy blueprint for others to follow. This state, this people, this experiment in democracy belongs not to the past, but it belongs to the future. Expanding civil rights for all, opening doors for more people to pursue their dreams, dreams that are not exclusive, not to any one race, not to any one religion or class, standing up.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.